road win last night at Hugoton by the count of 50-30, so they will be at home. Yes, they get to play at the Sky Community Event Center on Friday, and they'll host the Cimarron Blue Jays. It'll be a league game, and we're here to talk with Coach Amy Felker, who's leading things off here for the girls. Well, Coach, have you guys tested out the home rims? Are they going to be good to go again?
Well, we're actually at the high school this week, so right. Hopefully we're ready for them.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time we practiced over there.
Oh, really? Wow. It's been one of those last couple of weeks for sure here. But last night, it was kind of a sluggish start. And I know you were a little concerned about that just because of three games in 3 days, couple days off, and a long road trip again. But your team settled in really in that middle of the second quarter on and got things going there and able to open that game up. And what did you like about what you saw from your team last night?
You know, we started out a little slow, like you said, and then we just picked it up, and we really used our defense to help create things on our offense. We started to run the court a lot better. We got some easy transition layups. We were just making the passes to the right girls, and we were attacking the basket and getting some of us to the free throw line. And so we were just doing an overall good job. We started just working well together late in the game.
Absolutely. And, Cimarron, Hugoton kind of just, you know, they're at home and they're excited. They hadn't been home in a while either. And so they come out with a little bit of excitement as well. And you could tell that's a team that has improved a lot from game one to game 10 there.
You know, they have. They work hard. Their coaches are working hard with them. The girls, you know, they still want to win. They still work hard. And they still do a lot of really good things. You know, they got some shooters. They got some girls that can go to the basket. So, you know, you can't just go to sleep against a team like that. And so when we started off so slow, it kind of bothered me a little bit. But then once we turned it around, then we did all right.
And there's no question they liked to go to the Slocum girl. She had a pretty big night for them. And, you know, getting in that second quarter, I thought really the tide started to turn when your guards and a lot of your players are going downhill and getting to the basket, whether they make the shot or just get fouled, but more importantly, getting to the foul line and getting their starters in some pretty big foul trouble.
You know, that's what happened late. We got a couple of their bigger girls in foul trouble, which opened up the inside a lot more, but that took a lot of our guards to really attack the basket. And, you know, some of them were calling them on the floor, but we were drawing the fouls. So, you know, that still is a positive for us that we were attacking and going hard to the ball.
You know, you're 7-5 on the year, and it's just weird to already be at 12 games. And you got a good chunk of your games here in the last week here in a 5-day stretch here. But from Thursday, Friday, Saturday to last night, what have you liked with your team that you've maybe improved and taken strides in the right direction?
You know, our man-to-man defense is just really stepping up. You know, we're putting a lot of pressure on the ball. We've got a good group of girls that are in helpline that are doing their job where they need to be, and we're controlling the boards. And so, you know, when you have that kind of effort every night for the last few days, you know, it's just a positive, and they're just starting to read each other and know exactly where each other are at.
Well, and you get to be at home, as we mentioned, Friday. Cimarron comes to town, and that was a close game. First time you guys met up there, and it's a round two, so it's the first time you'll see a opponent for the second time this year. And what adjustments maybe you're going to make here from game one to game two against the Blue Jays?
Game one, we were just really sluggish, and we weren't shooting the ball well at all. This time, you know, we're going to put our pressure defense. I hope we play a lot better defense on them. We got to control the boards and not turn the ball over. You know, they just like to fly around just random places. So we've got to really see where they're at and make good decisions with the ball. And then we have to take it to the inside. You know, if they double team on the inside, then we're going to have to be able to kick out and be ready to attack. You know, we don't want to just settle for the three. We want to be able to go to the basket, draw some fouls, and really work hard overall as a team.
Do you like how you were able to put up 50 points last night without hitting a three?
That's just crazy. It's hard to imagine. But, you know, we were just getting the ball to the right people. We were attacking, and then we got to the free throw line some. So, you know, whatever happens, I don't care how they get on the board. But, you know, when we get to that 50 points, you know, we can win a lot of games.
You kind of, you know, you get after Friday, it just kind of feels like it's the stretch for the regular season.
I know. You know, it's crazy that we're already this far, but it's just going to go fast. You know, every week we have two games. You know, we're just going to have to refocus after every game and be ready for the next one. And we just got to work hard. We got to keep improving so we can make a good, solid run down this stretch.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining me here. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you coming up Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Coach Amy Felker, and she hands it over as we got a couple of sophomores here tonight that we're going to talk to. The first one's going to be sophomore Kaylee Felker. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty big resurgence on the varsity this year here, and what's that like? What was that first time like when you were called to come in and play a significant role on the varsity?
I was really nervous. I was scared, but I knew I had a job to do, and I went in and I did my job. So,
all right. So how would you describe your job?
I feel like what I do mostly is a lot of help defense because mm-hmm. they put me on the big girl, and I push on her, and then I pull off and I help on drives. That's what I try and pride myself in doing, mm-hmm. and that's what I really like. On the offensive side, I want to pass the mm-hmm. ball. I don't look to shoot very often, and I pass and I try and get as many assists as I can.
Well, there you go. So when you're fighting for position as a defender down low, how tough is it not to get frustrated? When it gets pretty physical, because it can at times, when you guys are fighting for position, how tough is it not to lose your composure in some of those circumstances?
It's definitely hard, and I like to think that I'm pretty strong and I can mm-hmm. move people around. But when I get a girl that's just as big as me and taller most of the time, because I'm a pretty short post, I just have to keep in my mind and keep in my headspace and make sure that I'm being clean and just working to get my job done.
All right. What's probably one thing you've liked about what you've done this year that, or maybe another thing that you'd like to improve upon?
I definitely want to start getting more open shots and lessen my turnovers that I have in one game.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty good sophomore season. Excuse me. I don't want to age you too quickly there. I'm pretty sure the coach doesn't want to either. So, you've had a good season so far. And thanks again for joining me here, Kaylee. And good luck to you coming up here.
All right, thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Kaylee Felker joining us here. We get another sophomore here in Krista Irvin. And we'll add the A on here since they didn't want to do that at Sterling.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't my dad.
Okay. Well, how's things going for you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've had a pretty big increase of playing time on the varsity here this year. And do you feel like that you were kind of getting more comfortable in the moment, probably tournament time last week?
Yeah, a lot more comfortable. Playing more in the tournament has definitely affected, mm-hmm. like, how nervous I get in. Or when she calls my name and I'm waiting to get in, I'm not as nervous. I'm more excited instead, which is great.
Absolutely. And what do you feel maybe clicked for you? Because you kind of figured things out there really last week some more.
I think definitely my confidence. Like mm-hmm. I'm having my teammates more like cheering on me and the bench players mm-hmm. are always like every time I go out or go back in the game, they're always cheering for me. And yeah.
What's the biggest thing that you feel like you bring off the bench?
I think probably my defense recently. Mm-hmm. Not so much my offense, but yeah. I usually try to work on my defense when I'm in there, yeah.
All right, well, you got to feel like that's kind of your role there is the defense. And, you know, you guard up against some pretty good players there. And what's it like when you have to go up maybe once against an opponent's high scorer?
Yeah, at Sterling I had to do that. And when she was, like, pointing to me, like, you go guard her, I was like, wait, me? You want me to go do that? But, yeah.
How'd you feel like you did?
I think I did my job.
All right. Absolutely. That's all you need to do is do your job, right? What would you like to accomplish as you go through the rest of the season?
Probably my offense, get more points and get more rebounds because that's really something I need to focus on too.
All right. Well, that'll come along the way there. But yeah. You've had a good sophomore season so far, and I hope it continues well for you. And thanks again, Krista, for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up throughout the season here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again.